children. Or maybe you'd like to establish a foundation to leave a legacy for future generations. Learn more about German American's wealth management services at germanamerican.com. German American. Banking, insurance, investments.
Get ready for the summer as the Lincoln Amphitheater 2018 Performance Series kicks off May 19th with Rumors, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, presented by Master Brand Cabinets. Then, June 2nd, Marty Stewart and his famous superlatives presented by Spencer Community Foundation. Get your tickets and more information at LincolnAmphitheater.com. That's the 2018 Performance Series, kicking off May 19th, only at the Lincoln Amphitheater. More information at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
Need a place to hold a party? The Knox County Fairgrounds has just the place for you. Rent out their exhibit hall for graduation parties, retirement parties, birthdays, baby showers, meetings, and more. Their reasonable pricing is hard to pass up. Contact Jill at 812-735-2344 or visit KnoxCountyFarmFair.com to view their availability calendar with prices. To rent out the Knox County Fair Hall, call 812-735-2344.
Want to make a comment or suggestions about this Original Company radio station? Go online to originalcompany.com. For comments and suggestions, go online to originalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer.
This community announcement on 97.7 WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Thursday Church Soup Kitchen will be open on Mondays from 5 to 6:30. That at Thursday Church at 218 Main Street in Vincennes. You can stop by for a free meal for the Thursday Church Soup Kitchen. That's every Monday at Thursday Church, 218 Main Street in downtown Vincennes.
The forecast brought to you by Evansville Regional Airport, now offering new nonstop low-cost flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and even more nonstop flights to Orlando, plus hundreds of affordable destinations daily on American Airlines, Delta, and United. Visit FlyEVV.com.
97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunny and hot this afternoon with highs in the low 90s. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of overnight showers. Lows around 70. Tomorrow partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's the Ask the Designer show. I'm Cher Elliott from the Original Company radio stations, and thanks for joining in today. You can tune in each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. We're here each week on Mondays, at least through the end of May. We are typically in a Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour, but those Cardinals have bumped us around a little bit. That's okay, right, Greg?
Absolutely. St. Louis Cardinals. Win, win, win.
That's right. That's right. And it's Ask the Designer show. We're here each week to talk about items you want to know about decorating, designing, painting, planting, gardening, party planning, you name it, Greg. We like to talk about
it. We talk about it.
We will. Yeah. We will. And we appreciate you tuning in and listening each week. Again, shout out to those loyal listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, Greg, we have a little surprise for our listeners today.
Yeah. Well, I've got two things. You just talked about shout out. I want to send a special shout out to John and Mary Ann in Nashville, Tennessee. And we talked to them on the phone today, and I said, tune in this afternoon. And so I'm going to say a big hello to them. And then we have a special guest tonight. This is my bridge partner and customer and confidant. This is Gary Stewart. He and I met playing Bridge Bass online, and I've done some design work for him in his house. And he helps me out. He goes to market and looks around for stuff for me. I say, go find this or go find this something in this color. And he'll send me back pictures. And, you know, he lives near Atlanta. And so he came in today. So we're going to visit with him in a couple of sections. So we're going to have an exciting show today.
Yeah. We're going to talk about how, as what the client sees. You know, we've talked about what you do when you're working with clients. We actually have a client that's going to tell us how great Greg is to really work with.
Well, he told me be careful what I ask, because he may tell me. So.
Well, that's okay. I'm in control of the mic over here. I can just shut him off if he's not saying something that we like. So it's all good. It's all good. We're here each week to talk about Ask the Designer. Lots of great things. We've talked about spring makeovers. We really didn't get a lot of spring this year, Greg. We pretty much have gone straight into summer. So
we've jumped into summer, that's for sure.
And that's okay, because I like warm better than cold and rain. So that's fine by me. But we do want to hear what you want to hear about. So if you have a topic, an idea, or question you'd like to hear us discuss, feel free to give us a call here at the station, 812-882-6060. You can email me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can also go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo. And there you can fill out a form and send in your topic or question. It asks for your name. You don't have to do that. If you don't want to be anonymous, that's okay too. So we'd love to hear from you. Or you can reach out to Greg. And Greg, how can listeners find you?
Well, they can come into the store, 102 North 4th Street, big red awning all the way around the outside front, 4th and Bustrin Street. They can come in and talk to me there. Or if I'm not there, they can leave me a message with one of the ladies in the store. You know, I do go out and measure homes and measure windows and, you know, like that. So there's times I'm gone. If you have a particular project that you're doing, or you're specifically wanting to talk to me and spend some time with me, I would suggest give me a call first at the store, 812-886-4444, and set up an appointment. That way I can be sure and be there and be ready to address your issues and your questions and take care of you the best of my ability. Also, you know, if you're building and you have blueprints, please bring those with you.
Oh, yeah.
That saves a lot of time in questions and answers and things like that. You know, you're welcome anytime. If you need an appointment that are during other than business hours, you know, like say maybe you work in Illinois and you don't get off until we're closed and you need to come in the evening, you give me a call. We set up a special meeting for an evening appointment. There's no extra charge for an evening appointment or an off-day appointment. We're glad to meet with you and work with you and help you make your house beautiful however we can do it.
That's one of the many great things Regal Furniture and Gray and you and your staff offer to customers and clients is that outstanding customer service, the flexibility of working with them and their schedule and meeting on their times, what's most convenient for them. That's fantastic. I think, you know, of course, the design work itself and the furniture, those are all huge, key, you know, notable things about you and the business. But I really think that customer service, I just have to go with that. That really kind of brings them back. It's got them talking to their friends and family. And I think that's huge that what you all offer there.
It's the number one thing that people look for is customer service. You know, a lot of people in business think that, you know, price drives the purchase, but price is not the primary thing that the general public wants. The general public in survey after survey and questions after question, they want customer service. They want to be well taken care of. They want to be told the truth. You know, if we don't know the answer, we will tell you we don't know, and then we go find out and we will let you know. We're all paid a salary at Regal Furniture. We're not paid on a commission. I'm very happy about that, because that commission situation puts you in a bind, because you've got a customer that's looking at something and they're saying, well, what if, or this or that. And you're thinking, if I don't sell them, I'm not going to get any pay this week.
Right.
You know, it may tend to make someone not as honest as they would be otherwise. So, you know, the other thing is there's no faction in the store. You know, there's no question about whose sale is. It doesn't matter. We want to sell it for Regal Furniture. We want the customer to be happy. We want to be satisfied. and to take care of them the best, you know, none of us can be there every day, all day long.
Right.
So if you come in and Janice wrote a quote, we can go to that quote file, look it up, and close that sale for you, get it taken care of, get it ordered. You don't have to wait and come back another day when Janice is there, or Becky or Jane. It works the same way with all of them.
Right.
I'm real pleased with the people we have there. The ladies are exactly that. They're all ladies. They do a great job with our customers. They're knowledgeable, and they're really concerned about our customers getting the best thing possible that they can do, and how they can help them.
Oh, absolutely. They all have just such a great strong suit. Each one has a special niche there at the store. And I mean, I've seen them in the many times I've been in the store recording ads, doing remotes or whatever. I've seen the care that they give each of the clients. But I mean, even myself, at Christmas, Janice and I were walking around picking up things and trying, you know, going to the back and assembling it. And she's like, I don't like this. Hold on. She'd go and get something else. But they do that for everybody. It wasn't just me. I mean, well, I'd like to think it was about me, but they're that way with every person that walks through the door.
Right.
They give 110% focus on that client, and they make sure that when they're done with that item that they want, it's exactly what they wanted. And if not, you know, they work with you to make sure that you get it right. So
Janice is excellent. Janice is kind of the office manager. She handles the we all place orders, but she follows up on those orders and takes care, make sure everything's coming along right, keeps us informed. She also keeps the computer system running and up, and so our price lists are current. Very, very, very valuable person. Jane is, I call her my flower lady.
She is.
And she is amazing. She can take, it's just amazing what she can do with some flowers.
She could take two branches, twigs off of a tree and make it look phenomenal. I mean, it's just crazy how fantastic she is, and or how she does in the gift shop with taking pieces of kitchen items and accessories and puts them into a display and floral. It's incredible, her knack.
She has a wonderful knack at display and gift wrap and all that. And then Becky's my right hand. Becky's got a great color sense.
Mm-hmm.
She helps me a lot of times find colors when I'm aiming for them. She has a knack at, I mean, she does beautiful gift wrapping, absolutely gorgeous gift wrapping. Matter of fact, a lot of times if I need something wrapped, I have Becky wrap it for me because I think she really does a better job than I do. And, but she's very knowledgeable and she knows a lot of the people in Vincennes. She's been very involved in Vincennes for a lot of years. She knows a lot of people that come in. And, you know, that's what we want to be. We want to be your hometown store. We want to be your go-to location for whatever you need. Gifts, furniture, you know, window treatments, blinds, area rugs. You know, our area rugs are going great guns, and we've got a big sale on area rugs right now.
Yes.
The small area rugs are $25. The larger ones are $50. And I'm not advertising that on our radio ad share.
No,
you know that.
We're not.
It's not running.
So that's why.
So our listeners get first dibs at those, you know.
Those specials.
Those bigger, the 5x7 area rugs are $50.
Wow.
So come in and say you heard the radio ad, heard the radio show.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to swing by and check those out. But that's, you know, one of the many things. There's so many great things about Regal Furniture. And, you know, we've talked before on the show. I think sometimes people are a little afraid of thinking that they can afford to hire a designer to help them with even just picking out furniture or, you know, paint for a room or whatever. I think that they shy away from that. But we reassure them all the time that it's in their best interest to hire a designer who can take the time and help pick everything out, help them envision and see what it's going to really be like, and take away those crazy color monsters that might happen, you know, like the Barney purple walls or the Barbie pink walls that I ended up with my daughter. If only I'd known that. But, you know, it's very affordable to hire you. And
we keep all the major paint charts from all the companies that sell paint in the community. And, you know, we can help them pick those paint colors out when they pick their furniture out. And we always say this, Cher, and I'm going to ask you the question this time.
Uh-oh.
What's the first thing you pick out if you're going to redo a room? What do you select first?
The couch.
That's right.
Yes.
Very good.
I do pay attention sometimes. Oh, I was sweating it. Yes, you pick out the couch because there's so fewer patterns and colors than paints and carpets.
Right, exactly.
Man.
Very good.
Yes.
A+, red check for today.
Yes.
You get to go out for recess,
there
everything.
There you go. I get the gold star. Everything. Yes. I was that kid in elementary school, so good, good, good. All right, well, it's time for our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Gary and learn more about the client's perspective in using a designer, so stay tuned.
Never tout RushLimbaugh.com. I should, because it's so good.
Rush Limbaugh.
What if I did a book that published many of my monologues over the 27 years? How many volumes would it require? It could be bigger than the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. RushLimbaugh.com. And I'll tell you, for people who find it, they don't see anything like it because of the volume. It is encyclopedic, and it's exciting when people find it.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up.
Go to newsknoxcounty.com for information.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station, and thanks so much for tuning in. You can catch us each week on Mondays at 3 o'clock, and you can tune in a few different ways, 97.7 FM, AM 1450, or newsknoxcounty.com, and click on the Ask the Designer logo. When you go to our page, it gives you the option to listen to us live. You also have the ability to go back and listen to previous shows in case you missed one, or you want to catch one of Greg's famous recipes, or you want to hear somebody talk about one of the special topics that we had. You can check those out starting the next day. So we encourage you to do that. Also, if you have a smartphone, you have a radio with you anywhere you go. There's a couple of different apps you can listen to, and you can catch our stations. It is TuneIn Radio, and let me look here real quick what the other one is, Greg, before I forget. Next Radio and TuneIn Radio are two apps that our stations can be picked up on as well. So if you can't catch us on the stream, download those apps to your smartphone and tune in there as well. This week, Greg, we have another guest in the studio that we're going to talk to, and we're excited to have Gary here with us. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Glad to see you here in the Midwest. How was your trip up?
It was uneventful. Crowded on the highway.
Yeah, especially, I'm sure, around Nashville.
Oh, yes.
Always. And, Gary, tell us a little bit about the project that you had with Greg.
I've had a couple, actually, and one of them that we thought we'd talk about today is the shades or blinds that I put into my family room. I have have 42 windows in my house.
Oh, my.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. decided I wanted something to stop the sun damage on the wood floors and
mm-hmm.
the furniture. So I talked to Greg about that, and he's recommended some shades or blinds for me.
Genesis roller shades.
Oh, yes. We've talked about those. Those are excellent blinds. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the most mechanically inclined person in the world, but I was able to put them up without a great deal of trouble.
Oh, all
right. He installed them himself. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah. See, I'd never be able to do that. I'd fall off the ladder at least two or three times. So, that's excellent. And that's great. That's something we haven't ever really discussed, Greg, is the ease of installing those themselves, you know.
Oh, Gary can attest to that.
That's great. Uh-huh. That is great. So which kind of blinds did you select, Greg?
We did the mesh roller shades that take the glare out, take the heat out, and yet you can still see out. The kind that we've talked about many times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That mesh blind that has an amazing R factor. And the areas where we put it in Gary's home first was his family room, sitting room area. And he had four windows across the one wall, and they're pretty good sized windows.
Okay.
And they went floor to ceiling.
So
he had drapery panels in between them, and didn't have anything above them at that time. So when we talked about adding the blinds, I said, why don't you, he had some extra fabric left, and I said, let's produce a valance so we can take all the way across and tie that whole wall in together.
Very nice.
Plus a little L turn on the one end wall that included the last window. And we did that, and tell them about the effects of your roller shades, Gary.
The roller shades, I think, are phenomenal. I can pull the shade down, and I can feel the change in temperature immediately
when the sun
is coming through that window. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm guessing a 10-degree difference that I can feel. And my real worry about the shades was I have a lot of live plants in the room. And I was afraid that with the R factor, the way it was going to block out the sunlight, that the plants wouldn't survive.
Sure.
Well, I wasn't really able to get a lot of information on that, so I figured...
They've done no research on this. I called the company, they go, well, you know, they're new, we don't know, we can't really say.
Right.
They will take damaging sun out, so there may be some benefits to it, but we can't tell you, you know, exactly what's going to happen.
Sure.
So we kind of went in blind, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, and it was like trial and error, and the most interesting thing about it is, you know, you can still see out, so you still get light through the shades. It doesn't make the room dark. It does darken it, but it doesn't make it dark. And the plants get enough light through the shades where they still survive, but it takes about half the water.
Oh.
So well, I don't have to water them as much or as often.
Very nice.
So the plants are happy. They're nice and green, and I'm happy because I can see outside.
That's right. You can still see outside. So in that project on that room, which direction did those windows face? Was that the east or the west? So did they get direct sun from the in the mornings, evenings?
They actually faced to the southeast, so they got sun all afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it
did
really heat up.
Sunlight.
It did really heat up. And so it was floor-to-ceiling windows, which, of course, that's a lot of window space.
Yes.
And that definitely cooks it up. And so did you have hardwood floors in
Yes.
that room as well? Did you notice, had you started to see some diminished coloring in your flooring before the blinds went up?
Absolutely. I'd seen damage to the furniture and to the floors.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I need to get this stopped so it doesn't go on into any extreme.
Sure.
And so I talked to Greg, and he said, well, I think I've got just the thing for you. And we looked at the fabric samples. We figured out what would go well. I've got brick and vinyl on the exterior, so I wanted something that would go with the interior paint as well as look good from the exterior
Sure.
when they're pulled down. And we were able to come up with a shade that worked well on both sides. So I'm really pleased with them.
Very nice.
In those mesh shades, there's several... many, many shades of color, because now Gary wanted a neutral because his exterior, that vinyl siding's a neutral on the back mm-hmm. side of the house, and his pool's on that side of the house. So,
okay.
you know, he's going to have people out there. They're going to look back at the house. We want to make sure that it looked good
right.
with the house. But there were several different shades of even a neutral that made a difference with the paint colors and so on, because we put one blind in his kitchen, and it was a different color than the blinds in the family room.
Okay.
But from the outside, the back of it, you really couldn't tell a difference between the two blinds. But inside with paint colors, it made a difference.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, because there was a big choice, we didn't have a problem or an issue with that we couldn't, you know, use the different things with it.
Yeah,
we found that a different shade worked better with the brick facade than it did with the vinyl.
Right, because so we went ahead and put some down the office. So.
Right, so we used white against the brick, and we used the beige against the vinyl, and it looks great.
Perfect. Well, and we've talked several times about with drapery and blinds that when you're looking at the house, you want it all to be the same color. And of course, you know, that wasn't something that really crossed my mind until Greg started pointing that out. I'm like, well, yeah, you don't want green in the living room and burgundy in the dining room and blue and pink in the bedrooms. You know, you want from the outside, you want to see consistency in color. And so that was neat to be able to do that with these blinds and have that same consistency on the outside and then be able to have the variations then in the other rooms.
And the variation between the two shades are not enough to really, you'd notice it that much outside. And the way the house is actually constructed, mm-hmm. you're not seeing the whole facade at one time. So it worked out really well.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about working with Greg and a designer. So stay tuned.
WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Paving crews will begin milling operations today as part of Vincennes 2017 Community Crossings Matching Grant Project. Milling operations are expected to take up to 5 days to complete. Paving operations will begin on or around Wednesday and are expected to last up to 7 working days. Streets in the 2017 Community Crossings Project include First Street, Park Street, Minneapolis Avenue, and New Albany Avenue, all in the north end. Also included in the list, Rosillion and Manila Streets, 8th Street between Main and Bunton, Wilbur Street, Green Street, and Shelby from 15th to 2nd. A full list of the affected streets is available on demand with this story at newsknoxcounty.com. The dates are weather permitting. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man last night at following a traffic stop on Hart Street near Upper 11th. Officers stopped a vehicle driven by 28-year-old Fidel Cuivac. Authorities claim that Cuivac refused to take a blood alcohol test and is charged with OWI refusal. And Pace Community Action Agency is changing its scheduling for Head Start and early Head Start days. Instruction will be for 4 days instead of 5. More news available anytime you want it at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday closing farm market report. Corn is down fractionally, wheat is lower, and soybeans close Monday's session strong, but not quite regaining all of the lost ground from Friday. This report brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN. And seedconsultants.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. July, September, and December corn all down a quarter point. July 396 and a half. September 404 and three quarters. Dees corn 414 and a quarter. July soybeans gain 14 and a half. 1017 and three quarters. August up 13 and three quarters at 1021. Novi beans, after losing 16 and three quarters on Friday, gain 9. 1023 and a quarter. Chicago July wheat 491 and a quarter, down 7 and a half. August live cattle losing 252 down to 101.90, and June lean hogs at 76.15 gaining $1.05. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
View Regal Furniture Facts at WAOVAM.com. Click on the Regal Furniture Facts button and learn helpful tips on decorating and buying furniture from Greg Grizzly of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin, downtown Vincennes.
St. Louis splits 4 with San Diego, and the Colts' first-round pick is in the stable. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. St. Louis Cardinals got a 4-game split against the San Diego Padres after they lose 5-3 on Sunday. Padres starter Clayton Richard mowed down 10 batters over 8 strong innings, and St. Louis held to 2 runs on 5 hits. Closer Brad Hand earned his 11th save. Today, a travel day for the St. Louis Cardinals before they'll visit Minnesota for a two-game series. 19-8 explosion helped the Indianapolis Indians win 12-7 over the Columbus Clippers. So Indians also off today. They'll open a six-game road trip with three against Norfolk starting tomorrow. Colts' first-round pick, Quentin Nelson, has signed his rookie contract, five-year deal worth nearly $24 million. Nelson expected to slide into the Colts' starting lineup at guard. And the Colts also claimed defensive end Raheem Nunez-Roches off waivers from Kansas City. I'm Tom Lee. Vincent City Police invites you to Neighborhood Watch meetings. Here's another community event on WAOV. Vincent City Police Department's inviting all local residents to attend the monthly Neighborhood Watch meetings at 5:30, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. If you have any questions, contact the Vincent Police Department at 882-1630. Again, that's monthly Neighborhood Watch meetings, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. Call 882-1630 now for more information.
97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunny and hot this afternoon with highs in the low 90s. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of overnight showers. Lows around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk in the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and we thank you for tuning in today. It's the Ask the Designer Talk Show. We're here each Monday at the 3 o'clock hour, and we enjoy talking about lots of good stuff that you want to hear about. If you have a topic or idea that you would like to discuss, send it to us. You can email it in to me at shareelliott@originalcompany.com. You can go to the Ask the Designer logo on newsknoxcounty.com and submit it that way. You can call me here at the station, 812-882-6060. We want to hear what you want to talk about. And before the break, we were talking with Gary and about his project with the Genesis blinds. You know, we've talked about those here in the studio before, and we know what a great product they are. So it's nice to be able to hear from a consumer who's had those installed in their home and using them and seeing how much it has helped their home. And I had a question for you. Greg talked about he had used some of that extra material to create a valance. So did you – I'm trying to picture this. I always try to see what this looks like. So I'm envisioning that you have these windows on the wall. Now, is there space in between the windows that you had the drapery also in between, or was it just – one big piece, or how did that look?
No, the windows are about 3 feet wide, and there's about 7 inches of wall between each window. And I had drapes that pull from either end.
Okay.
There's nothing in between.
Gotcha.
And I can pull the drapes all the way to or open them all the way up.
Very nice. And so then, Greg, you took that material and you put a new valance over the top of all of those?
I wanted some way to tie in the, number one, the blinds are going to mount above the on the inside,
sure,
of those windows. And to get that fit and everything to look right, I said, you know, it'd be really pretty. The room would look more continuous and more together if we did a balance across the top. And he said, hey, I've got extra fabric that was left over from the drapery. I said, well, that's great. Let's see if we got enough to make a balance and make that whole wall congruous so that, you know, so we did a box pleated balance across the entire width of that wall, and it tied the whole room in, covered up the roller part of the shades.
Very
that
nice.
Isn't necessarily real attractive,
yeah,
and yet gave us a really nice finished look to the room.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And something else I thought about, Gary, while we were at break is we've talked about how these blinds, you know, they're opaque enough that you can see through them, and it darkens the room just slightly. It doesn't block it out completely, but it keeps those sun rays from coming in and beating down on the furniture and the floor and the carpet. How about energy efficiency? Did it help you with saving on your air conditioning in the summer months? Did it help reduce the heat in the room since there were so many windows?
I can't quantify that, but I believe it has, because as I said before, as I pull the shades down, I can feel the difference in temperature just standing in front of the window.
Yeah, well, that's...
And these also come with remote controls. Mine are not. Mine are manually operated. But as I pull that shade down, it's like I've just had a breath of fresh air.
Almost a cool breeze that comes through. Yeah, very nice, very nice. So, Greg, what else is important to take away from the job there at Gary's, or something?
Well,
that
the other thing we want to talk about today is we did Gary's sunroom for him, and this room had been, you know, it was existing on this house for several years. They'd had a couple of different plans in it, and you know, so he said, "I think I need to update the sunroom. What do we need to do?" And so, you know, we kind of talked about what was possible. And like every client, the first thing that I do with a client is measure the room, get it scaled, you know, put it to scale so I know exactly what size everything is, including any pieces that he wanted to keep in there too. You know, it was like, you don't have to throw everything out. What do you want to keep? What do we want to keep in this room? And then, you know, how do you want to use this room? You know, what's the use of this room primarily? what's your goal? What kind of feeling do you want from the room? And then we go through a process, and I'll let Gary take it from there and tell him what happened after we measured the room and discussed about what we were going to do with the room.
Well, I came up here to visit, and Greg took me through Regal Furniture and let me try out. We decided on recliners to go in one corner of the room. It's not a huge room. It's got a wet bar, and it's got an armoire with a TV in a corner. And I've got 10 windows around, the same type of windows that I have in the family room, floor to ceiling. But I had a couple of high back club chairs and then a high back couch. Well, it hid most of the windows.
Oh.
It's kind of a shame not to be able to look out windows if you got that many.
Right.
So we decided on recliners, and he was very patient. I went through and sat in, 30 recliners? I'm a little bit picky.
122, if you want to be exact.
Oh, not really.
But.
And so anyway, we've settled on a recliner, which is great. It's it reclines back. It also has an adjustable headrest. It has a USB port in the side of it, and it's just it's kind of a one stop shop, you know, for your computer, your phone, and your TV. And then we looked at a swivel chair that it kind of like I'm going to use the wrong term for this problem, but a low back, barrel back type swivel chair, which allows me or my guest to sit in, and we can swivel around and we can see through the windows and see, you know, the pool in the backyard, the gardens in the back. So you get a full panoramic view just sitting in these swivel chairs moving back and forth and talking. They're also set up in a pit area where the recliners face the swivel chairs, and so it's a real nice social setting.
Very good.
You can sit and talk with folks.
Very nice. Very nice. And did you go leather? Did you go with custom upholstery? What kind of fabric did you go with?
We went through his fabric book, and he recommended a couple, and I went with actually his first recommendation.
Yeah.
And you'll have to explain what that fabric's called. I'm not.
Okay. The fabric on the little tub chairs that he's talking about is a Matt Lizay, actually, and it's kind of a tropical palm leaf look.
Ooh.
Neutral on a neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a texture and a pattern, but it's not a pattern that jumps out to you as in a printed, you know, where you have contrasting colors and so on. The tile in that room is a very soft, almost a pure white with a real light veining in it. And so I wanted to bring in something light that wasn't too dark. Previously, the sofa in that room was black, and it just overpowered that whole side of the room because it was dark.
So bold.
It contrasted everything else. You know, he's got yellow walls in that room. It really needed to be lightened up and the black gone. And then, so the black was gone, so we used the tropical. Then we picked up a fabric that looks like leather, but it's actually a fabric with a polyurethane coating.
Right, we've talked about that.
And it's an ice color. And, you know, so it's a light. And so the day we set that room up, when the dark stuff was out of there and we put all this light furniture in there, that room just exploded. It looked like the walls bounced out about 10 feet all the way around.
Very nice.
It was amazing, the space, the perceived space that we picked up in that room.
That's incredible. We've talked about that before, about using the right furniture, the right size, and the right placement, how much it changes a room so much so easily, something as simple as that can make a room look so much bigger.
And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be there when some friends came, good friends of his came in and, you know, saw it for the first time. They went, wow, I can't believe this. It doesn't even look like the same room.
I get that reaction from everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
They're just amazed at the difference they made.
They're thinking, you know, how did he add on to this? I don't remember any construction. You know, how's this bigger? How's this bigger? It's just the room and making sure you're using things spaciously and correctly. And, well, you know, we've talked about that before on shows, how important it is right. to have the right alignment and the right furniture and size.
And we arranged the tub chairs in a semicircle around a round glass top cocktail table.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very functional area where those people can sit. And, you know, if you're wanting to visit with somebody sitting in the recliner, you can face the recliners, or you can swivel around, look out the side windows. You can look out, see the backyard. He's got a beautiful backyard and a gorgeous pool. And so, you know, you can actually swivel around and sit and look outside and enjoy the outdoors as well as the rest. And so it sets up very well for entertaining and, you know, just day-to-day living.
Well,
it kind of brings the outdoors indoors, and the leaf pattern, it's almost a palm leaf pattern on mm-hmm. on the chairs. It's just, it gives it a really nice feel.
Yeah. Well, we've talked before about the conversational piece, you know, putting your chairs and your furniture around that center cocktail table or, right. or something like that to
center
make your
point
room
of interest.
To make that flow and set well. So, you know, Gary's shared with us here how important that is and how well it works. So mm-hmm. That's fantastic. We've got about a minute left,
okay.
and a half. So any other things that we want to ask Gary before we go?
Well, I think this is the next room that's going to get Genesis Shades probably. And in the future and, you know, open that up a little bit more so he can actually, you know, won't have to have the windows. The blinds that he has right now are a singular cell blind and they can close out the view. So, you know, I think that, you know, maybe one of these days down the road we'll be changing that over to Genesis Shade so he can have the blinds closed, still see out. You know, it's a nice room and he's here this trip because we're going to be working on the family room where he has the Genesis Shades now. We're working on that room to give him a new look in there.
Exciting, exciting. Do you have any idea of what you want to do with your room, or are you just leaving that open to Greg?
Well, we've talked about it, and Greg's got some really good ideas, and he's picked out some fabric samples for me to look at, and we're going to do generally kind of the same thing we did in the sunroom. We're going to drop the height of the furniture, drop the height of the plants and the tables, open up those windows, bring the outside in.
Excellent.
Get the view back from the windows that they were designed to have anyway.
Very nice, very nice. Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining us today. We're glad that you could make it, and it's been great talking with you.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to go to break, and when we return, of course, Greg's got a recipe for us and a wrap-up of our show, so stay tuned.
Decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey there, it's Reese.
And Irvy.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irvy's. Our patented frozen yogurt vending robots serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt.
We're officially labeled one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018, and you could own one.
No employees, no rent, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction.
Find openings in your area at froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7878. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7878.
Indiana. Talking on the phone is difficult if you've been exposed to loud noises over time. Combat veterans, factory workers, farmers, gun and motorcycle enthusiasts can have trouble hearing on the telephone. Relay Indiana helps return clarity to your phone conversations. A free service providing telecom accessibility, Relay Indiana allows hard of hearing users to have normal phone conversations through specially trained relay operators. Relay Indiana also provides free loaned equipment to those who qualify. Get the CapTel captioned telephone from Relay Indiana. Visit relayindiana.com now.
George Faber here, owner of Bee Window. We're having our annual truckload patio door sale. Both Anderson and Marvin patio doors are on sale for $599 with a minimum window purchase of Anderson or Infinity by Marvin Windows. Plus, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Go to beewindow.com and don't miss this sale.
Trust your home to be.
Churches, while your message is important to the people who regularly attend, you can send the same message to thousands of people throughout the area every week. Whether it's a program or broadcast of your service or outreach about the activities and services you have, radio is an economical and efficient way to reach the community. For more information, log on to originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Make sure you ask about our direct mail outreach program. For more information, contact us at originalcompany.com or write P.O. Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott from the Original Company radio station, and it's the Ask the Designer talk show. And Greg, thank you so much for coming in this week. I appreciate that. We always have so much fun here. And so what do we want to take away from today's conversation with Gary?
With the designers relatively painless, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, he obviously was happy enough that he came in and talked about the experience today. Also, the thing about it is it's really, you know, he like I said, I was there the day these people came in and looked at the room. They go, wow, and they really liked it. And, of course, he felt very happy mm-hmm. about that because his friends liked it.
Yeah.
It was open, inviting, and everybody was enjoying it. And, you know, that helps too. And the other thing is, you know, that you want your home to be a place that's welcoming to people. And
yes.
When you develop that and you reach that with that room, then you feel like you've had success. And everybody likes, you know, if you're going to spend the money mm-hmm. to do it, you want it to be successful. Not, you know, get that piece of furniture home, it's too big or it's too dark, it's the wrong color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you think, oh boy, I got to live with this for a lot of years because I can't afford to change it right away. Well, using a designer can help eliminate those problems. You know, I've had customers have insisted on doing something, and I will put on the sales ticket that I don't recommend them do this because I don't want them to come back and say, well, you said it would be okay.
Right.
I want them to realize that I think this is a mistake and it's not the best thing for the room. And I have had them do that. So, you know, and that's more or less just because, you know, it's very hard when you're going through the process, picking all this stuff out. Maybe you don't remember that I said, I really don't think this is the best thing for the room. If I put it in black and white, then we know we talked about it.
Absolutely. Because, those people are going to have so much going through their minds at that time. You know, they're working with you on this, and so many different things. And, you know, then there's work and kids and family and all the other commitments they
right.
have going on. It's
right.
going to be easy for them to forget about that one statement you might have said. So it is very important, I feel, that, you know, like you pointed out, to make sure you have everything in writing and they understand and they see
right.
and they know. Because maybe seeing it in black and white, then they'll be like, okay, all right, you know, Greg's put it in writing. It must be the real deal. So, but
it's been very rare that I've ever done that. And sometimes when I do that, they go, you really feel this strongly about that? I didn't realize that. Well, we won't. What do you think we ought to do? And they change their mind.
Good.
And the one person that didn't change their mind and, you know, came back and she said, I know. I told you I wanted to do that. But she said, I have to, you know, I'm sorry, but you were right. And I said, well, we'll work on it. And we figured out a way that we could put that chair in another room and it would work there. And then we got the right piece for the other room. So, you know, nobody went away mad or angry or upset.
Right.
But yet I feel like I need, you know, if I really feel that strongly about it, I want them to realize that, you know, that I really feel that strongly about it. I think you're making a mistake here. And I don't, you know, I don't want them to make a mistake and then look at it and go, oh gosh, I shouldn't have done this. So, you know, the one time it didn't work, we managed to work it out. So.
Excellent. And again, that's that customer service that comes from Greg and everyone at Regal Furniture. They find a way to make it work and make sure you know what you're investing in, because this is an investment. I mean,
right.
it's not something you're going to throw away or change your mind about tomorrow. And that's why we encourage you to work with Greg and other designers to make sure that when you spend the money that it takes to invest in these type of things, it's for the long haul. You know, it's not just a phase or a fad. You know, we've talked about some of that too.
Not when you're purchasing good furniture.
Right, right.
You know, college dorm rooms and other situations.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're really wanting to buy something for your house, have for your family, share with your friends, something you'd be proud of.
Right, right.
Come see Regal Furniture.
That's right, that's right. And again, even though we're talking about quality furniture, there still are different price points to make it affordable for you to make these investments. And you know, kind of like when we're talking with Gary, how he did a room at a time with the valiant or the blinds. We do, you know, don't expect you have to do everything in one big project. You can piece this out a little bit. That was another misconception that I had when we started this show, that, you know, when you are thinking remodel, you just got to go all in and you got to do everything now. Might be because that's how I am. You know, I get all excited and I want it now. But yeah, you can do a little bit at a time and what your budget allows. And, you know, Greg's always great to point that out about how we can, you know, what's your budget, and he can find a way to try to make those changes and stay within the budget, and that's fantastic, fantastic. All right, Greg, you got to hit me with it. What is it this week? What good food are we going to talk about?
This is something that my mom used to make in the summertime, because you didn't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, because when I was a kid, we didn't have air conditioning, so it was hot and, you know, kind of miserable in there. So mom would take ground beef and a little bit of sausage or pork or anything else that was kind of left in the refrigerator, you know, and just scribble it up, put it in skillet with, you know, some cooking oil and stuff. And she'd salt and pepper it, put in a little bit of garlic powder and, you know, maybe some chopped onion. And, you know, she'd cook that. And in the meantime, she'd take some elbow macaroni and throw it in a pot, get it cooking in water. And I know she always made me, whenever she made macaroni like that, she'd take just a little handful of salt and throw in that water first, and then throw the macaroni in it and put it on the stove to cook it. So while the macaroni is cooking, she'd gather all this stuff up, chop up her onion. She had a little green pepper. She might put that. Some days it had green pepper in it. Some days it didn't. It kind of depended on what was left out in the refrigerator, you know, if there was a little bit. I think this was maybe the end of the week meal that just kind of like makeshift and do with what you needed to. But then she'd get that all, the meat all browned and the onion all cooked and everything like that. And then she'd throw in like a can of tomato sauce, and she'd put a little bit of tomato puree in it to thicken it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, the macaroni would be done. She'd drain it and rinse it. And I know now we're not supposed to rinse pasta anymore. They say the meat sauce and everything sticks better if you don't rinse it. But mother always rinsed it. And then she'd dump that in the skillet and heat it, mix it all up. Then she'd put it out on plates with bread and butter sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd take a little Parmesan cheese and sprinkle it over the top. And that was an evening meal.
Ah.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's nourishing. It fits all the food categories. You've got vegetables, you've got meat, you've got protein, you've got some dairy in there, you know, and the tomato sauce. Tomatoes make it rich. And
yeah.
It tastes good. You know, it's an easy peasy meal. So
There you go. Kind of her own hamburger helper before it was.
I guess that's exactly, you know, I never thought about that, but you're exactly right, Cher. It is.
You know, the cheating mom over here who does it easy peasy all the time. But it also kind of, it was similar to my grandma's goulash. She would,
and that's what mother called it, was goulash.
Is it? Now, yeah. My grandma, she would use tomato juice instead of tomato paste. Tomato sauce.
She'd use tomato sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then put a little bit of tomato puree in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because the tomato puree was a lot more expensive than tomato.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like it so soupy. I like it thick. And it's kind of my chili the same way. I like my chili to be a thicker consistency than soupy.
I did too. And then when she added that Parmesan cheese on top, that'd kind of make it a little bit gooier too. You know,
yeah.
So it kind of melt down in it.
And yeah, for sure.
It was very good.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, I think we actually have time for a question this week. We always say that we're going to get to a question. We don't have enough time. All right. So let's see here. Oh, my goodness. That one, I think, is the one we read last week. Thinking of painting my living room and would like to paint one wall a different color. Is that okay?
Yes, it is. Usually you'll use an accent wall to help pull that wall into the room. So normally it's one of the shorter walls.
Okay.
And usually it's the end of the room that you want to feel like it is more of a part of that room. Sometimes the end walls are separated by walkways from two doorways across from each other.
Right.
A lot of times that's a good accent wall because that kind of helps pull that in, and it kind of erases that path at the end of the room. You don't see that, notice that, because that opening, two openings across from each other, is just a major walkway.
Sure.
So there's really not much you can put there. Change the paint color. It'll make that your color contrast wall.
Okay.
It kind of pulls that in, kind of helps the room feel a little cozier, and you don't feel like something ought to be there, but there's no room for anything to sit there.
Okay, that's a nice dual purpose there.
Right.
That it keeps it in, but then yet you don't have to feel like you're stuffing in, you know, furniture in a space that really doesn't have it. So that's really good.
Right.
That's really good.
You're not sitting there. That's something that they have to walk around if they're going between those two doorways.
Right, right. All right, well, we're tuning in here to the last few seconds. Greg, any last items for our listeners that you want to talk about?
Bakeware's still on sale at the store.
Oh, yes.
We've got the little area rug, you know, the area rugs we got on special.
Yes.
So you want to be sure to get in and see those. The 5x7s are, there's several oriental looks. The smaller rugs are kind of feature looks. There's some that's appropriate for a cabin. There's bear on some.
Oh.
There's a fishing one. There's a wine one. I think there's one Christmas one left with poinsettias on it.
Very nice.
You know, so come in, take a look. We've got them all laying flat on the floor. You can get down on the floor and just roll through them, you know, flip them over and look at each one if you want. If you need some help, the girls will help you or I'll help you. And come in, look around. We've got some new things in for summer.
Fantastic.
We've got some new accessories in. We've got new pictures in. A lot happening at Regal Furniture. Come see us.
All right. There we go. And that's our show. See us next week.
Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer.